President Obama didn't mention it this morning, but he chose an interesting day to deliver his speech on the future of government surveillance. The world's resident history buff, news editor Chris Wolf, has put together some thoughts on the significance of this day.
It's Michelle Obama's 50th birthday. No, not that. 53 years ago today, President Dwight Eisenhower delivered his farewell address, which you might remember became famous for this warning.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes.
Ike was talking about the massive accumulation of economic and political power by the new national security state that arose in America in the 1950s.
Now, this conjunction of an immense military establishment and a large arms industry is new in the American experience. The total influence, economic, political, even spiritual, is felt in every city, every statehouse, every office of the federal government. We recognize the imperative need for this development, yet we must not fail to comprehend its grave implications.
Implications that some argue are still relevant today. Boston University professor Andrew Bacevich wrote a piece for The Atlantic on the 50th anniversary of Ike's speech titled "The Tyranny of Defense, Inc." Bacevich, who lost a son in Iraq, argued that the potential for the abuse of power continues, that the national security state might put its own institutional goals ahead of the national interest. As Eisenhower was indicating, you can't rely on Congress to set aside parochial concerns. Corporations can't be expected to put patriotism ahead of profit. And you can't expect military leaders not to launch new careers selling armaments or cyber technology on behalf of those corporations. The modern intelligence industry is vast. By the best official estimate, the nation's 17 intelligence agencies absorb $80 billion of taxpayers' money each year. That's roughly equivalent to the Department of State and the Department of Homeland Security combined. Those institutions, like any others, are prone to develop their own self-interest. And that can lead to an issue highlighted by Eisenhower, the calculated manipulation of public opinion. In the 1950s, there was deliberate threat inflation. There were repeated crises over bomber gaps or missile gaps with the Soviets. Most historians now agree they didn't exist. These days we hear of the need to prevent a cyber gap opening up with our competitors. Of course, no one is saying this is threat inflation. We're talking of future threats, aren't we? To avoid abuses of power, Eisenhower himself proposed a solution. You.
We should take nothing for granted. Only an alert and knowledgeable citizenry can compel the proper meshing of the huge industrial and military machinery of defense with our peaceful methods and goals, so that security and liberty may prosper together.
Eisenhower believed only an informed and active citizenry could provide the proper checks and balances against abuses. For the world, I'm Chris Wolf.